Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul and Jordana, Chris Tubbs producing today. It's official, 98% of the state in moderate drought. The whole state is too dry. 98% moderate, 72% severe drought, and a pocket of extreme drought covering 18% of the state. Roughly Sauk Center on north up to Long Prairie and Bertha and Verndale and Wadena, right up 71 to Park Rapids and Lake Itasca and the Bemidji area. That's where it is driest. With us, joining us, a regular here on CCO and a dear friend and mentor of mine, Dr. Mark Seely, who has published a number of amazing books on Minnesota's weather and climate. Mark, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Good to be with you, Paul.
What's top of mind for you with this drought? Every week it gets worse. I've heard some reports that some of the trees up north are already changing color because they're stressed. What is top of mind for you in terms of how dry and hot it's been this summer?
Well, the things I'm hearing most from people in greater Minnesota that I know well, many of whom, as you know, are dear weather observers that log the data every day of their life. Mm-hmm. The three areas are the high fire danger, and it's just getting worse in many areas. The deteriorating crop conditions in many parts of Minnesota, especially western Minnesota. And then hydrologically, Paul, the extremely low flows in some of our streams and rivers. In fact, some are down at record low flow already, and we're not even to August yet.
So what are the implications here in terms of agriculture, recreation, the hit that Minnesota's economy, that America's economy may take from this relentless drought? It's even worse to the west of Minnesota, right?
Yes, that's right. It is. And for the state, I'm a little worried about that. There's two dimensions to this, Paul, to be real brief. The first dimension is, yes, indeed, I'm worried about that and how we're going to evolve. From here on out, you and I have spoken about this, and there's more scientific justification when we look at all the data and all the outlook models for expecting it to get worse before it gets better. And that worries me, but it's definitely, I mean, we have to be honest about it. You know what I mean? We can't paint a rosy picture when there's no rosy picture to paint. And most of the indicators are it's going to get worse before it gets better, and it may even go through October of this year. Now, what that'll mean is translating the agricultural economy and its impact on the overall state economy. That probably won't hit until the autumn season, until we really fully assess, both from the livestock and dairy standpoints, but also from the crop production standpoints, what level or amplitude of a hit the drought is going to give us. But I think right now it looks like it's going to be substantial.
Yeah.
Dr. Seely, it's Jordana. I feel awfully helpless as a human being living through something like this. I know they have watering restrictions in place. I mean, what can we do, if anything, to help the state, to help the farmers, to help ourselves get through this?
Well, good point, Jordana. Yeah, Well, as always in cases like this, conserving our use of water, trying to minimize our water footprint to some degree, whether it's mandated by our city or municipality or whether we just do it voluntarily, that's good practice and good role modeling. Also, from the standpoint of supporting agriculture, certainly in our state, there's a big movement towards this in terms of supporting local growers as much as possible. So, you know, try to support local producers as much as possible because they're the ones bearing this, not the ones whose product is imported to the state from someplace else. And so those are a couple of things that we can certainly pay attention to.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That old adage, and look, we use weather models, we look at climate models, that old saying that all models are wrong, but some are useful, mm-hmm. rings true. And I don't know about you, Mark, but I've just been flabbergasted by some of the things we have been witnessing around the world, whether it's that heat dome, 121 degrees in British Columbia a few weeks ago, the incredible flooding in Western Germany, and now Zhengzhou in central China, Henan province. I've never seen 8 inches of rain in 1 hour, and they had 24 inches of rain in 2 days. They had a year's worth of rain, roughly 2 days. Epic flooding. I mean, like something out of a Steven Spielberg movie. How much of this is natural? How much of this is flavored by the warming that we can observe worldwide?
Well, I mean, all these reputable scientific opinion I've seen so far, but you know, this always takes a while to play out because the quantities of data have to be digested. But it sure looks like the vast majority of this is driven by climate change. What you alluded to earlier in central China, Paul, this has never been observed in atmospheric behavior at that latitude. Forget it. It's not in the records anyplace. And so that's the disturbing thing about also relying on historical analogies to assess this drought, Paul, is quite frankly the climate is behaving so erratically and with such extreme or a higher frequency of extremes, it's hard to guess what pattern we are going to evolve into as we assess how long is this drought going to last and how deep is it going to get. So it kind of disturbs my confidence as a scientist that climate change and its pace of producing these high-frequency extreme events, how in the world are we going to predict that? We can't use history because history, the climate behaved a lot differently.
Yeah, I get nervous when the climate scientists shake their heads in disbelief and say we're going to need bigger computers, more powerful computers, better physics to be able to predict these extreme events. We're sort of in uncharted territory, but Professor Seely, I sure appreciate your perspective, and we'll have you back frequently to talk about the drought and tie that in with the bigger story. Mark, my best to you and your expansive extended family. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.